I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, April 10th. Philip Eng officially takes over as the new MBTA general manager today, and he'll need plenty of help turning around the troubled transit agency. Eng, an engineer with decades of experience running public transit systems, was hired last month by Governor Mara Healey. He's the former president of the Long Island Railroad and one-time interim president of the New York City Transit System. He will ride the Green Line from Park Street to Boylston Street on his first day on the job. He'll then visit a bus maintenance facility at Cabot Yard in South Boston. The T, which oversees the nation's oldest subway system, as well as commuter rail, bus, and ferry service, has come under intense scrutiny in recent years for a series of safety issues that led to a federal review and orders to fix the problems. It has recently been plagued by slow zones, the delayed delivery of new vehicles, and understaffing. Transit police arresting a 35-year-old man for allegedly kicking and punching a 63-year-old T rider on a train car at Haymarket Station. An MBTA spokesperson says that Eric Simonson faces a charge of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, a shod foot, on a person over 60. Police say this happened Thursday afternoon on a train car while it was still at the station. The assault allegedly occurred after a verbal dispute between Simonson and the victim. Investigators say Simonson had a warrant for his arrest out of Quincy District Court. One person is dead after a pickup truck crash in Canton early Saturday morning. According to authorities, it was around 5 a.m. A man driving a Toyota Tundra South on Route 95. The driver tried to change lanes and lost control, striking a guardrail and crashing into the center median. He was thrown from the truck and declared dead at the scene. Crash investigation is still ongoing. Wollaston Beach is in the news today. Boston 25 News is broadcasting live from the beach to spotlight Save the Harbor, Save the Bay's annual beach spring cleaning. The Friends of Wollaston Beach are also participating in today's day of service until 11 a.m., and the public is invited to attend. Braintree police are looking to find their new furry friend a home. 2 weeks ago, Braintree police reported to a local hotel where officers found and revived a woman suffering from an overdose. The victim was taken to a local hospital for treatment, and officers returned to the hotel with the victim's mother to retrieve her belongings. While they were getting her belongings, police found her pit bull mix, Louie, who was unable to be cared for by the victim's mother. With his future looking bleak, Officer Horrigan of Braintree Police asked if the victim's mother would sign Louie over. After talking it through, she agreed, wanting to avoid putting Louie in a bad situation. Since then, the dog has been learning commands, socializing, and enjoying car rides with Horrigan and Animal Control Officer Littlewood. He even keeps dispatchers company during the day and greets officers after the daily roll call. But Louie's current life is not long-term, and officers are looking to find him a forever home. Weighing about 85 pounds, Louie is described as being a gentle giant. He's done well with being on a leash and has shown no signs of aggressive behavior. He even took his first bath without any problem. He also lived with a cat, according to his previous owner. Anybody interested in adopting Louie is encouraged to contact Braintree Police. A statue honoring all those who have served in the U.S. Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard will be installed along the boardwalk at Marina Bay in Quincy. Mayor Thomas Koch says he has verbal agreements with the owners of a piece of property between Port 305 and Ciro's Restaurants to locate the Lone Sailor statue in a small pocket park. A portion of a building called Blue will also be taken down to make room for the new statue. The original Lone Sailor statue is located at the U.S. Naval Memorial in Washington, D.C. There are also Lone Sailor statues in places like Pearl Harbor, San Francisco, Virginia, and Connecticut. This will be the first such statue in Massachusetts. The statue was purchased with $250,000 from the American Rescue Plan federal funds and is currently in storage. Total cost of the park is still unclear. Koch hopes to dedicate the new statue on October 13th, the anniversary of the founding of the U.S. Navy in 1775. Well, David Pasternak posed with the puck that he used to score his 60th goal of the season in front of a whiteboard in the locker room that had 63 wins written in blue marker. It's not the Boston Bruins' biggest goal, but they now own the NHL single-season wins record, thanks to their best player putting on a show. Pasternak recorded a hat trick to reach 60 for the first time in his career, leading the Bruins to their 63rd victory of the season, 5-3 at the Philadelphia Flyers on Sunday night. The win snapped a tie with the 1995-96 Detroit Red Wings and 2018-2019 Tampa Bay Lightning. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 2. The NASDAQ rose 91. The S&P adding 14. Shares mostly higher in Asia after a report Friday showed resilience in the U.S. jobs market. The dollar rose. The euro slipped. Oil at $80 a barrel. Sports, of course, Bruins did beat Philly 5-3. They will host the Capitals tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Celtics end their regular season with a win over Atlanta, 120-114. Red Sox beat Detroit 4-1. They'll be in Tampa Bay tonight at 6:40. Forecast from the National Weather Service, sunny today and mild, a high 65 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, even milder, high of 73. Wednesday, partly cloudy and a high 70 degrees. And Thursday, sunshine with highs approaching 80. The boater today waves about a foot. Wind out of the west at 5 to 10 knots becomes southwesterly and a high tide at 3:20 p.m. Sunrise 6:11, set at 7:19. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, April 10th.